Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have traded for Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields. I thought they got a great deal in that Chase Claypool deal, but this one might be even better. Welcome into the Believe in Steelers show. My name is Mark Bergen. Reacting live to this news that Justin Fields is now a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Before we get too far into my analysis, today's episode of Believe in Steelers is brought to you by betonline.ag. It's tournament time, it's March, and if you want to get in on the action, betonline.ag is the place to do it. Use our promo code BELIEF, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts. Also, Cut.com is a presenting sponsor of the Believe in Steelers show as well. And Cut.com is a peer-to-peer social betting app. If you want to share your bets and wagers with family members, friends, Cut.com will take care of you. Use our promo code Believe Steelers. You can see that on your screen right now. That's BLEAV Steelers, all one word, to get started at Cut.com. Pittsburgh has figured out its quarterback situation really quickly. And anyone watching this, I want you to ask yourself, if you're a Steelers fan, would you rather go into this season with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph as your quarterbacks? Or would you rather go into the season with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields as your quarterbacks? And on paper, I'm taking the latter instead of the former every single time. It's been the wrath of Khan, the con artist. Omar Khan's been very aggressive this offseason in trying to get this offense right because it hasn't been good enough for the last several years. You got to go back to the 2018 season since the Steelers have had a competent offense. They trade for Justin Fields today with the Chicago Bears, and it's a move that makes a lot of sense because the Bears only get a sixth round pick in 2025, and it goes up to a fourth round pick based on playing time. And I said this before I went to Indianapolis and the NFL Combine, that Chicago should be trading Fields ahead of the free agent market. Mark, why is that? Atlanta still needed a quarterback before you got Kirk Cousins. Oakland was a possibility, even though they hired Luke Getsy, who was Fields' OC in Chicago, and it didn't work. Denver's obviously still out there, but the reason being is you get out ahead of the free agent market. And Chicago wanted 150 cents on the dollar instead of settling for, say, 75 cents on the dollar. And now they're going to get a sixth round pick for Fields because they can't handle the media blowback that will come when they inevitably draft Caleb Williams. And Pittsburgh gets a quarterback who was starting to play competent football. And if Russell Wilson can't get it done, then you can turn to Justin Fields. And Justin Fields can learn from a veteran with Russell Wilson, a 9-time Pro Bowler and a Super Bowl champion. And Omar Khan is undoing a lot of the moves from his predecessor, Kevin Colbert, who I think was an outstanding general manager. But Kenny Pickett, given his opportunities in 24 starts, didn't stay healthy, only 6 touchdown passes thus last year. How are you supposed to actually compete come the postseason? And whether you like Justin Fields or not, a 6th-round pick for him, are you kidding me? That's the best that Chicago could get at this point in time, because when we get closer and closer to April, I've been saying this now on this show for weeks. Who is Pittsburgh competing against in a trade for Fields? And Pittsburgh finally gets it done. A 6th-round pick for someone who's capable of being a competent starter. If Russell Wilson stumbles out of the gate at all, you turn to Fields. And Fields might even beat him in a competition. I think a competition will bring out the best in both quarterbacks. The question Pittsburgh has to ask itself is this. Do you pick up Fields' fifth-year option for the 2025 season upon making this deal? Or do you want to give the starting reins to Russell Wilson? You diminish Justin Fields' value a little bit, and maybe you could bring him back on the cheap beyond the season. Because as it stands right now, both Wilson and Fields in contract seasons, one-year deals. But do you pick up the fifth-year option for Fields if it's $20, $25 million? That would end up being a bargain if Fields plays well with the offensive weapons that the Steelers have. A run-pass option, a read option with Fields and Najee Harris or Jaylen Warren? Running behind Broderick Jones, Pat Freiermuth, contract season, time for him to eat. And then it's time for George Pickens to emerge in year three to say, hey, I'm the guy now. And Deontay, you are a fine route runner. You are a very good player for us. But I got this now. It's my time to shine. And I think Pittsburgh's going to go to the draft and get a receiver as well. They haven't gone 20 years. 20 years it's been since they failed to draft receivers back-to-back drafts. Pittsburgh's going to draft a receiver in April to get another weapon, whether it's Wilson or Fields. Again, the question you ask yourself, would you rather have Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett going into 2024? Would you rather have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields? And let's be real here. You would rather have Wilson and Fields. Pittsburgh's also going to draft a quarterback, probably a day three guy, maybe a day two guy, a developmental guy. Someone where they can have under contract on a rookie deal for many seasons that they can bring along. But this deal makes a lot of sense because other than going to get either Ryan Tannehill or Josh Dobbs, Pittsburgh didn't really have money options. But for a sixth-round pick, this is a home run for Omar Khan in the front office. An absolute steal. An absolute steal for Justin Fields. And there wasn't a market for him out there. When I read reports that Chicago could get a first-round pick or a second-round pick, that was coming from Chicago. And maybe the Bears could have before the NFL Combine, before the start of free agency. Chicago's hesitancy cost them in the value for Fields. And at best, if Fields lights it up and plays a ton of snaps for the Steelers, a fourth-round pick for him, tremendous value. Whether you like him or not, you can mention the durability, you can mention the turnover issues. But for his first 2 years in Chicago, go look at the skill position players that the Chicago Bears had on their roster. Because other than DJ Moore and like Cole Kmet, it was a joke. You want to set up a rookie quarterback, and I'm talking when Fields was a rookie when he came in with weapons. The Bears didn't do him any favors. In his debut, he was sacked 9 times, 4.5 times by Myles Garrett. That's not a game plan to put a young player in a position to succeed. He can get that in Pittsburgh, whether he starts or whether he sits behind Russell Wilson to start the season. It's a total win-win for me if you're Pittsburgh. The question I have for Pittsburgh now is, do you pick up the fifth-year option? Right now, I lean towards no. My logic is start Russell Wilson, see where you're at after 4 games, see where you're at after 8 games. And then if you need to turn things over to Fields, fine. I don't know what the exact criteria is at this moment in time for the playing criteria of what pick the Steelers will send to Chicago, but a fourth, fifth, or sixth round pick, depending on playing time. Oh my gosh. I thought that Chase Claypool deal was extremely lopsided. I don't know what Chicago's thinking, but Chicago didn't have any suitors, period. Pittsburgh wasn't competing against anybody to acquire Justin Fields. And why the Bears panicked today versus waiting. But I'll say this, the moment that they would have drafted Williams, you'd have had a media uproar in Chicago in the third largest media market behind LA, New York and LA. You couldn't have had Fields and Williams on the roster because the Bears lack someone in the front office or as a head coach, someone in that organization that has the fortitude to say, we'll go with Fields and Williams to start the season. They don't do that. Green Bay, you can get away with that with Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. Patrick Mahomes under Alex Smith. I could go on and on. Ben Roethlisberger to start his career in Pittsburgh. But this deal today solidifies the quarterback position where yesterday with the trade with Kenny Pickett, we're saying, what's Pittsburgh doing? Omar Khan had a plan. He knew if it wasn't going to be Fields, it could have been Tannehill, it could have been Josh Dobbs, or another deal that we don't even know about. But for a six-round pick, if Fields doesn't play, you only give up a six-round pick for Justin Fields? Wow. And if Russell Wilson struggles at all, see what Fields could do with better personnel around him. Go look at the Bears roster his first two seasons in the league. Chicago did him no favors. And this isn't just me being a yinzer. This is me watching Bears football for the last 30 years of my life. It's the honest truth of the Bears are the only organization in the NFL to have a quarterback that has not thrown for at least 30 touchdowns in a single season or at least 4,000 yards. They say, oh, it's where quarterbacks go to die. It's where offense is already dead. And Justin Fields should be thanking himself because he at least gets to go to a different organization now where he should have the opportunity to succeed. And he'll have the opportunity to start. I think you have a great quarterback battle, whether it's Russ or Justin Fields. And may the best man win, because given the injury history at the AFC North position, Joe Burrow and Deshaun Watson hurt this last year. Kenny Pickett hurt the last 2 years. 2 years ago, Lamar Jackson hurt. My point being, it's likely that at some point in time, your backup's going to play if you play in the AFC North division, given the physicality and the nature of the football in the AFC North. And that's why when Kenny Pickett goes complaining to the front office, it doesn't make any sense to me because, yeah, even if Russell Wilson's the starter, the odds are that Pickett would have played at some point in time with a new OC in Arthur Smith, someone who's going to be more competent and more put together than Matt Canada, period. Period. So these are my thoughts about Justin Fields going and getting traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it is just absolutely incredible news for Pittsburgh in this trade. A six-round pick. And I go back to, I can't believe the Bears made this deal given the Chase Claypool news. When Claypool got traded for the pick that ended up becoming Joey Porter Jr., Claypool barely lasted in Chicago. They flipped that pick to Miami for like a sixth or seventh rounder for Claypool. It didn't work. I don't fault Chicago for making that try to work to get someone for Fields. Who is Justin Fields' best receiver other than DJ Moore? Could you even name a receiver outside of Darnell Mooney? I can't. Off the top of my head, I can't. So that's who he was surrounded with in Chicago when he gets drafted. And they've got nothing around him. You can't throw the ball to yourself as a quarterback. Period. You can't throw the ball to yourself. So yes, there's durability issues. There's turnover issues. What can you do with better personnel and better coaching in Pittsburgh? What can you do to learn from Russell Wilson, who's a future Hall of Fame quarterback, by the way? Yes, Russell Wilson's turning 36 this year in November. I understand that. But a competition between both players, let the best guys start and learn from each other and what that relationship could do for one another. Because if Fields can play at the best of his ability, he should be a Russell Wilson type quarterback. Those are the stakes. Those are the stakes with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And there are a lot of comments, a lot of people checking in. Snowscape saying, Omar Khan is in the kitchen cooking a five-star meal. If you would have told me at the start of the offseason, Mark, how do you foresee the Pittsburgh Steelers offseason going? And you would have said, they'll wind up with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields as their quarterbacks. I would have said, what happened? I really thought we were going to go with Pickett and Russell Wilson, maybe Pickett and Mason Rudolph. On paper, who would you rather have, Fields and Wilson or Pickett and Rudolph? I'd rather go Fields and Wilson. I would. I'm very curious to see if Pittsburgh picks up the fifth-year option. The Steelers have between now and May 2nd to make that decision. It's a big decision. But if he doesn't play and Pittsburgh diminishes his value, maybe you could bring him back on the cheap next year, less than what he would make on a fifth-year option, something like $20, $25 million. I don't have the exact figure in front of me. That's going to be the next question for Pittsburgh. And then you've got to get a third quarterback, and it's likely the draft. I think it'll be day three, maybe a Spencer Rattler type. I've seen Jordan Travis out of Florida State, his name rumored out there. You're going to have three quarterbacks. So which rookie do the Steelers want to go get? Because if they don't pick up the fifth-year option on Fields, as exciting as it is to have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields on your roster, they're only under contract through 2024. And if one of them plays really well, look, Russell Wilson's going to make heck of a lot more money next year from whether it's from Pittsburgh or elsewhere. Yeah, he's making between 37 and 38 mil from the Broncos, but the 1.2 million, the league minimum that the Steelers are paying him, he will make more than $1.2 million as long as he's breathing. So what do you do if you're Pittsburgh to say, let's solidify this position, something that was looking kind of unstable yesterday in the trade for Kenny Pickett? But I don't think Omar Khan trades Kenny Pickett if he doesn't know what he is going to do with this blockbuster trade today with the Chicago Bears. And it's, to me, this signals that the Bears are going to go get Caleb Williams out of USC. I don't know who the Bears will back up Caleb Williams with after the first overall pick, but that's what this signals to me, is Justin Fields goes to Chicago. And again, a sixth round pick that could be a fourth round pick based on playing time. Incredible value for Pittsburgh. Absolutely incredible value. Let me get to a few other comments before I sign off here. Dante Harris saying Omar Khan deserves a vacation. You got a lot of pro days between now and April's draft. So a lot of people are very, very fired up. Let me see. Tim saying they can redo the contract after the fourth year. Yeah. And especially if he doesn't play on the playing field, that's how you have to evaluate him. A lot of people are very, very fired up about this news about the Pittsburgh Steelers trading for Justin Fields. This is just absolutely incredible. And this is the biggest live stream we've had on Believe in Steelers. 500 of you watching right now. Thank you, all of you, for taking the time out of your weekend to share my enthusiasm of this huge trade. Frank checking and saying, wow, this is Christmas in March. Yeah. Gets to some other comments here. Fly High saying, this is crazy. Jim saying the Bears run out of options. Yeah, I said this too on this show, and you can go back and check the recordings and the timestamps, because the timestamps don't lie. I said that the Bears, if they're going to trade Fields, they should have done it around the time of the combine, even before the combine, because you had to get out in front of the start of free agency. And when free agency, the dust settled, there were no suitors for Justin Fields for a team that needs a starting quarterback. Right now, it's really like Denver. It looks like Denver's going to go with Jared Stidham. You're not going to trade him in the division to Minnesota, even though they got Sam Darnold. I believe Gardner Minshew went to the Raiders. So who are the other suitors? And then Atlanta got Kirk Cousins. The top three teams, the Bears, Commanders, and Patriots, it's probably going to go quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. It'll be Williams, either Jaden Daniels or Drake May at two, and then whichever quarterback falls to three to the Patriots, barring a trade. That's what we're dealing with right now. And those are the teams that still need QBs. And so there was no market for Justin Fields, which is why a six-round pick is going to get it done for him. It's absolutely incredible. A lot of people in the comments right now. Christmas in March. I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. And Omar Khan, people saying, Khan artist, let Khan cook. He deserves a vacation. It's incredible. It's incredible. And yeah, for us as the starter, and Fields learns from underneath him, and he plays fewer than 50% of the team snaps, then you trade a lesser pick. You give Chicago a lesser pick in next year's draft. Like, this is incredible news. This is absolutely incredible news. And I don't know if the Bears and Steelers will ever do another one of these trades again, honestly, just because after the Claypool trade, I thought that was a very lopsided trade. I can't believe this right now. I really can't. I'm going to go ahead and sign off here. Hope all of you enjoy the rest of your weekends. My name is Mark Bergen. This has been another edition of Believe in Steelers. If you're watching this on YouTube, do me a favor, please hit that subscribe button. Apple and Spotify, five stars only. Justin Fields, new quarterback with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Russell Wilson. I'm not willing to wish my life away. Get me to September. It's going to be an incredible season. Exciting times for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hope all of you have great weekends. Take care. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.